And a good morning. It's now 7:03. I'm Dave Lewis, and one of the things that we have been fortunate to be able to provide our listeners here at K-Man on a fairly regular basis over the last, well, I guess it's been about 9 months, 10 months, whatever. It seems like forever, Julie Gibbs.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, it's our COVID-19 update. We're doing these a couple of times a week now, and we appreciate you calling in this morning. Of course, Gosh, increased demands, increased needs, everything is, you know, still somewhat, spiraling, like there's no end in sight.
Yeah, it's been a long haul and we're still in it, so we're still going strong.
So I saw that the numbers are, in Riley County are somewhere around, the total positives, somewhere around 4,000 and... that's, 5% of our population here in Riley County. And that's a significant number. And one of the things, and we had a story on earlier this morning, for a small community south of Hayes, La Crosse in Rush County, and, some of the challenges that they have been having there with healthcare facilities and hospitals and staffing. And, and I know that that's a chief concern here as well. With regard to how we're, fighting that local COVID battle.
It is. Yeah, we're seeing that across the state. We've seen it in our region and certainly across the state. It's getting harder to transfer patients out because there are hospitals at capacity. And really, staffing is another big issue, something that we're struggling with here in our community. So, yeah, these struggles are real. So that's why it's so important for the community to continue to do their part so we can try to keep the healthcare system from being overwhelmed.
Yeah. Well, bring us up to date on some numbers here locally.
Sure. So we have had 118 new cases come in since Friday. That brings us to a total of 4,023 total positives here in the county. Out of those, 384 are considered active, and we've had 3,623 recover. Yesterday, we had 11 positive patients being cared for at our hospital. Three of those are in the ICU. The week prior to last week, our percent positive was 14.6%, and that's down from 17.3% the week before that. We will have last week's percent positive by tomorrow, and hopefully we'll continue to see that decline continue. Most of our test results, actually 600 out of the 657 from last Thursday's free testing event, were received over the weekend, and all of those positive patients in that group have been called. And contact tracing staff, as well as health department staff, are continuing to contact negative patients, and they'll make those calls throughout the week. So if you haven't received a call yet and you did go through that testing event, we ask that you have patience for us and wait for us to call. We are getting some calls on our screening line, and that line, I just want to remind the community, is for those that have symptoms only. So please reserve that line for them, and we will call you. Like I said, we like to reach out to all of our positive patients first, so we'll reserve the negatives for after that. We want to notify all the positives. And actually, out of those 600 test results that came through from last Thursday's free test event, about 25% are positive.
Okay. Well, it's been a couple of weeks since I started really experiencing some headaches and fevers, and it can suck the life out of you.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing from a lot of individuals who tested positive. That's kind of a lasting side effect, is that fatigue.
Yeah, I'm finding that.
Yeah.
That's really hitting hard. Thanks. Appreciate that. One of the things I'd like to do, and I just like to give a shout out because the man that I worked with, who checked on me on a regular basis, Michael, I believe is his name, just wonderful to work with. And I know that, this has not got to be an easy thing for a lot of your staff that are going through and doing the contact tracing and following up with all the everybody's symptoms and how they're feeling on a daily basis. But that's a wonderful service that you're providing our community.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad that you had a good experience. And actually, we hear a lot of that, a lot of great experiences that people have. And yeah, definitely our contact tracers are kind of the heroes behind the scenes. They don't get recognized for a lot of the hard work that they do. And they do put in a lot of time and effort. And they really care about individuals. That was one of the main things. You know, when we hired these contact tracers, we hired them based on experience, but we also hired those that were more motivated and really wanted to help their community. So yeah, it's always good when we hear that, those good conversations.
Well, let's talk about some free testing opportunities. You have another one coming up here Thursday?
We do, yep. Thursday, December 10th, we'll be out at Seco Park Barns from 11 to 1 and 5 to 7. We ask that you enter in from the parking lot off Kimball, right across from Candlewood, and we also ask that you wear a mask.
Okay. All right. And, you know, this is a process, and there may be a little bit of a wait, but you really have got that streamlined pretty well, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We've had some great volunteers help out. We thank those volunteers that are helping us, and a lot of our health department staff is out there, and it's not always nice weather, so we definitely thank them for their time. It's been a really good process so far.
What other messages would you like to communicate today?
I'd just like to remind people of that screening line again. That number is 785-323-6400. That is if you have symptoms. We do have nurses that are answering those calls from Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So please call if you do have symptoms and you think you might need to get tested. We'll get you in as quick as we can. Yeah. And also, please email any general questions or concerns to our Gmail account. That's RileyCountyCovid19@gmail.com.
What about, oxygen just isn't getting into my brain this morning, Julie. I'm sorry. There are so many things, obviously, that we can touch base on. You've got the free testing, obviously. What are you hearing from the hospitals about capacity? And I think a lot of people also are very concerned about, you know, the status of employees who are on the front lines.
Yeah, so right now, as far as here locally, we're doing okay as far as capacity. It really has to do with staffing here at our hospital. Really, all around, you know, the healthcare facilities all around, they're seeing an influx of patients and trying to get them taken care of. But, you know, they have some individuals, nurses and providers and even front desk staff that are out with, you know, on quarantine or isolation because they've been affected. So again, we just really encourage the community to stay the course, you know, continue to wear that mask when you're out, try to keep your gatherings low, and really, really monitor yourself and your family. You know, any type of symptoms that you have, we urge you to stay home and call your healthcare provider or that screening line.
Julie, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate all the work that you and those at the health department and our frontline workers in all the medical fields are doing. I mean, it's obviously you know, one of the greatest challenges of everyone's collective professional careers. I understand we'll have Bob on Thursday, Bob Koppel from Ascension Via Christi. So
yes,
looking forward
right.
to that visit. Julie Gibbs, thank you. And by the way, just a personal shout out. Thanks for helping me, you know, through my situation as well. Julie and I, you know, touched base a couple of times, and you were very helpful. So that's very appreciated. Appreciate all you do, not just for the community, but me personally too. Have a good day.
Of course, thank you.
It's 7:11 at News Radio KMAN. Our forecast comes next.